here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 21st of June, 2009. Summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. First official day of summer. The longest day, the shortest night of the year. The term solstice comes from the Latin words for sun, sol, and standing still, or stoppage, stice. On this longest day of the year, the sun appeared as if it were standing still in the sky to the ancients. Big celebrations in Northern Europe today, many of which go back to pagan times, bonfires, dancing, feasting, staying up all night to welcome the dawn. At Stonehenge in England, it's the place for neo-Druids and neo-pagans and Wiccans to gather, along with all sorts of revelers and families and romantic couples and backpackers. The only day of the year that the Park Service offers free parking at Stonehenge and free admission, and you can stay there overnight. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Berkeley Breathitt, born in Encino, California, 1957, author, illustrator of the daily cartoon strip Bloom County, for which he won a Pulitzer Prize in 1987. He was a student at the University of Texas. He was a news photographer at the paper. He got fired after he doctored a photo of a street preacher. He put a flaming halo around his head. And then he embellished a news story about a student who, he said, released hundreds of baby alligators into Lake Travis. He made the whole thing up. And finally, he settled on cartooning. He said, "I started copying Doonesbury, and you know the rest." And it's the birthday of the woman who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2003, Shirin Ebadi, born in Hamadan, Iran, in 1947. Lawyer, human rights activist. She'd been a judge in Iran in the 70s, but after the 1979 Islamic Revolution, she was removed from the bench when the clerics said it was contrary to the laws of Islam to have women judges, so she became a secretary instead. These days, she's a very active lawyer defending all sorts of accused Iranians, including people who've been charged with the crime of converting to Baha'i, those accused of being political dissidents or homosexuals, also a crime in Iran, and she's battled for women's equality and for freedom of speech. Since she received the Nobel Peace Prize, the Iranian government has tried to prosecute her on three occasions, and about 6 months ago, the police shut down her human rights group office in Tehran. Still, Shirin Ebadi, who is a Muslim, loves Iran, is a nationalist, committed to bringing about change and human rights issues from within. She said she believes in an interpretation of Islam that is in harmony with equality and democracy as an authentic expression of faith. Her memoir, Iran Awakening, a Memoir of Revolution and Hope, was published in 2006. Here's a poem for today by Ted McMahon, entitled Rendezvous. Let's meet in Santa Fe, where we can stroll holding hands along the Acequia Madre, then sip espresso at the bookstore on Garcia Street. Let's meet in Santa Fe and bask like lizards on the rocks at Bandelier or explore the secrets of remote creek beds. Let's meet in Santa Fe to share our stories and let the whisper of cottonwood leaves fill the silences between. Let's meet in Santa Fe and eat pozole with our eggs and laugh and love and turn the calendar to the wall for a few brief days. Rendezvous by Ted McMahon from The Uses of Imperfection, published by Cat and Dog Productions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.